Blog Talk Radio.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Mendel Rivers to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner. The revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on reports from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he had been saving for just the right occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so goddamn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally screwed Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news, and no pictures of Harry Arm Women Liberationists and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, or Engelbert Humperdinck. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised. Will not be televised. Not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep. I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die." Did you write the book of love? And do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, and do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? Well, I know that
the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. They caught the last train for the coast. The day the music died, and they were singing, bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
All right, there we go. This is Crazy Nation Radio. How's it going tonight? This is Ron Rick, your host. Hey, man, I'm having some audio issues, so kind of bear with me for just a minute, so I'm trying to get this straightened out. I hope you can hear me. If you can, that's cool. but anyway, I hope I got this correct, and we're doing good. All right. Anyway, as you see, nice topic is, ISIS deal. Obama's supposed to talk to us, we the people, tomorrow on TI, our television, and, tell us the gig. What's up? I think we should have been told a long time ago what was up, but we don't seem to get that kind of information until after it's done started. And I'm just, man, I don't get it. I'm getting to the point, is this anymore? I just don't seem to understand what is the actual deal here. You got the borders wide open, you got this new virus floating through the country. I understand my state's been attacked the most with this virus. So what is next? It's getting to be more alarming things coming along the pike. It's just down the pipe, and it's existing more. It's just one after another. We're going to see more issues hitting here quick. I mean, tomorrow he's going to say, in fact, we're going back to Iraq to go to war, or we're going to Saudi Arabia, we're going wherever ISIS is. Is that what we're doing? We're going to kill more of our troops, more of our people for some bullshit reason? That's what I think we're facing to see, coming up here shortly with us. I don't seem to get it. And then, also another topic about the Michael Brown case in Ferguson, Missouri. They seem to still not have came up with the Supreme Court hasn't ruled on, indicting this cop for murder or whatever, but the latest story is this. Michael Brown's parents joined about 20 supporters Tuesday morning at the news conference outside the Ferguson police station. A St. Louis County grand jury is reviewing the case for a possible criminal charge against Officer Darren Wilson, but the family supporters say there is significant evidence to arrest and charge Wilson now. You do not need an indictment in order to arrest someone, said Pastor Carlton Lee from Flood Christian Church. Probable cause is significant enough to arrest civilians, so it must be enough to arrest police. Today's marks one month since Brown's death. So, wow, 20 supporters. From a riot, 20 supporters. Ain't that crazy? I mean, it's better and better by the way. Well, anyway, I can throw a song on real quick. My dogs are barking, so I got to put it. So hang tight with me 1 second.
Substance abuse is at an all-time high worldwide, and the most dangerous of the ones prescribed. Terrorism, drunk drivers, AIDS, and swine flu. Doctors murder more than all of them combined do. I just came from my local chain store, and the clerk asked me if I wanted to donate for the cure. I looked at her and tried to remain cool and said anybody who makes a contribution to that is a fool. Her expression was that of, I never. I said, I can tell and I think you better. Give it a try, stop living a lie. Look up once in a while, see the shit in the sky. caught up in the zombie apocalypse, walking down the street staring at your iPhone 6. Legal drugs murder millions every year, that's a fact, but they won't dare take the Prozac on the rack. For that would be blasphemous to the medical mafia, disastrous. The FDA, all crooks, all thugs, they want the whole population hooked on drugs. Be it the smack sold on their black markets or psychotropic shit in their well-lit office. Dope fiends got a plant that can save them, but the methadone is money and they can't have kratom.
Sorry about that, but I have no way I have to get the dogs off. I had to let them go. That's the way as we live when they go off, you got to let them run, see what's going on outside in the property. So that's what I do. But hey, man, let's see what I got in the studio. I got a couple people in here that don't have their hands up, but I'm letting you in anyway because I'm just that way about it. I'm a non-caring person, so. Good evening. Welcome to the show.
Well, Ron, you just pulled a George on me. You know, when you did that,
it's
you just brought me in. No, this is Ron.
Well, I feel like
another Ron.
My first
the other
on
Ron.
The board, so. One of the three. There we go. Oh, man. We got block callers sitting here, too, where I'm bringing them in, too. I don't care. It's Monday. Ain't it? Every day is Monday. Can't have nothing nice.
It's Tuesday, but it's pretty much a Monday. No,
right.
You know, I agree with what you were talking about earlier. I agree with what you were talking about earlier, though. You know, basically we've gone to hell in a handbasket. You know, there isn't nothing. I mean, we've got Obama is not going to do anything. You know, he's going to go on TV, and he's going to talk about Obama. He's not going to, and how nobody lets him do nothing, how he's mistreated, and his vacations aren't long enough, and that kind of bullshit, you know. But
right.
this guy is a total pathetic leader of a country. I mean, the people right now that the Americans are getting up in arms about are his very people. That's his brothers and sisters, and you think he's going to go to war with them? He'll go to war with somebody. I guarantee he's going to go to war with somebody because that's what they do. That's how they generate money. They go to war with somebody. But he's not going to attack his people. He's going to attack somebody else. I mean, it's all orchestrated.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's. I mean, people think when you say that, well, oh, that's kind of like a conspiracy theorist there. Well, call it what you want. But the truth is, this guy is not going to attack ISIS. ISIS is his brothers and sisters, people he protects. You know, Mohammed Ibri just resigned from the White House staff. He was he was one of his guys that informants or whatever. He was somebody up there. Well, he just resigned. Why did he resign? Because he's forming. He moved to Texas, and now he's forming. You know, organization. What they're doing, they're preparing to attack America. This is what these Muslims are doing. They're preparing their attack. And why did he come to Texas? Well, this is where all the illegals are coming across, you know, and they're concentrated in various areas. And I'm telling you what, there's something really, really strange, really fishy going on. Do you not believe that? Something really strange is going on.
Yeah.
There's going to be...
Yeah.
And we got 2014 and 2016 coming up. So 2014, Obama's going to do whatever he can to turn the tide at the election for 2014 if he can. 2016, he's definitely going to do something. That's where I think in 2016 you're going to see something like a martial law implemented in this country. It could happen before that. I could be wrong on the times, but you know there's something real crooked going on with this White House.
Well, like I said, man, martial law's already been started. You know, a lot of people don't seem to get it. It's being slowly slid under, and you don't see it. I mean, come on, man. Mandatory insurance laws, that's mandatory making you spend money, pay money to a corporation. That's extortion. You're threatened with something if you don't do it. So, you see, that's bullshit. That is not the way this country was done. That's not the way it was founded, not the way it was planned, or nothing. We were actually supposed to be protected from bullshit like that. According to the Constitution, this cannot actually be going on. But it is. It's happening right now. It's been happening for quite some time. You got to remember, like when the country went incorporated itself, it became no longer a government, it became a corporation. Suspends the Constitution because the part of that, too, also, one is a corporation. They have no legal authority of a constitution of the country. They have their own constitution of the corporation. You know, it has their rules of the game plays. Whoever has played by them rules. And they have simply eliminated your rights.
Yeah,
it's there. I mean, it's absolutely there. I mean, there's no other way. If people can't see this, they're completely blind. They have just not went full blown lockdown bullshit, which they're doing. You know, so it's straight up crazy bullshit, and people are getting tired of it. They're blaming Obama for all this, and okay, yeah, he has been a real catalyst. He's already spent over $7 trillion since he's been the president. $7 trillion—that's a lot of money. That's more money than a lot of other presidents have ever spent. You know, in two terms. So I don't know. It's going to get worse where it gets better. Because the other thing I can't understand, seeing the point was, you know, for a poor country like us, since we're broke and in debt so deep and we're broke and poor and in bankruptcy, why is it we can afford to go over these other countries and do bullshit like this and spend millions of trillions of dollars? And we're not benefiting from this. Where are we benefiting? Where's the payback? Where's the deal? Why are we not profiting from this? Why is everybody profiting off of us and we profiting off of them? I don't see it. But it's the big corporations are profiting off what they do, but not us the people. If us the people are actually profiting from this shit, the best we have, every motherfucking vet would have a place to live, had the best medical care on the planet, so would we the people. If we you know, had money. But they would share with us. That ain't going to happen. No, not the slaves and the servants. You know, servant slaves, I call us. And there's not a color involved. That doesn't matter what color you are. Once you sign the paperwork for a Social Security card, you're theirs. So that's like this border thing. All these people coming in, he's giving amnesty right as soon as they walk through the door, giving amnesty before they even get here. You know? What does that tell you, man? That's just more slaves. They just opened up the cattle gate and let them all in. And it's like moving a herd from one, you know, one prairie pasture to another.
Yeah. Or, you know, when Obama opened up the borders, and I did, and as well as many others did, I seen what was coming. He'd done this on purpose. When he opened up the border, you know, there's a lot of things going in. And I heard somebody said on a show earlier tonight, you know, all these diseases they brought in. Well, somebody said that, well, that was probably something they're trying to do for depopulation, because you get the elderly infected with these diseases and they can't battle it. You know, they're too old, and, you know, that's part of the depopulation thing. I think there's a lot of truth to that, you know, and Obama did this on purpose. He's done this on purpose.
Right.
This is not nothing that was by accident. Oh,
yeah.
I didn't know that was going to happen. Yeah, let him give his excuses. He don't even talk about it. Have you ever heard him speak about the border issue, Obama?
Nope, not really.
Nope. He don't talk about it. He don't talk about it. He's opened up the borders and he's letting it go. He's letting it go crazy. And that's
like,
part of his plan.
Right. But like I just said, you know, Ron followed the money. This is all about the pipeline emerging out of Qatar. And that's right. It is. There's a lot to do with that. That's why the Russians are uptight. You know, that's a problem. You know, it's that pipeline, that money pipe. That money pipe, they're all been out here for that son of a bitch. That's another one. That adds on to all this. And I think you're right. It could be always a big propaganda bullshit scam. You know? Who knows? It's crazy. But, I mean, wow. I'm getting the troll traffic tonight. How's it going, trolls? Nice to see you guys here tonight. Thanks for the numbers. I sure appreciate it.
a lot of racists in here tonight. All they do is troll. You know, you got the late show, and ain't nobody else has a show this late. So I have nowhere else to go.
Yes, the basement trolls. I call them the basement trolls, not the, you know, trolls on the bridge. They're the basement trolls.
Yeah.
And this shit don't bother me. I don't care, you know. It's senseless. It goes to show people that act like this are part of that system. You see what I mean? They're part of the system.
Oh, yeah.
That simply can't affect.
Well, you know, the people that you see in the chat room that talk like that are either, you know, they're Obama supporters or they're clueless and they have no, well, the same thing, I guess. They have no idea, because Obama supporters have no idea. They don't know what they don't know what they're for. You know, they're just, yeah, he's a good guy, you know, the first black president. Well, I guarantee you, Martin Luther King did not want the first black president to be what we got right now, because he was no Democrat. And the Democrats today have been basically just overturned and taken over by the Communist Party. And
I don't know on the age group. I think it's under 10 years old, and the race, I have no idea how many are affected, which is what. I don't have no idea. God. I need to figure out how they do that, how they multiply on chat rooms like that.
Yeah, I know a guy that knows how to do that. He's basically a troll from our side. He knows how to do that. I'm not a Windows guy, so it might be a Windows thing. I don't care about it. But, all it does is drive your numbers up, you know, the way you look at it.
Yeah,
you know,
it makes
for a good show.
Exactly. That profit share thing works out real great when they do that shit. So thank you. Appreciate it. Appreciate the support. I like him a lot of fans. I mean, this guy is obsessed with me, so this girl, whatever it is. is obsessed, you know, obsessed with. You know, you got to control it. You know, I think I have stalkers. You know, I'm such a big, you know, BTR radio host star that I am, you know, I'm so horrible. Yeah.
They're lucky on Antoinette. How's Antoinette doing? Is Antoinette okay? Haven't heard from her in a while.
I haven't talked to her in a couple of days. I don't know. I hope she's resting, you know. She's getting a lot of rest, man. But, you know, she's tough, man. She don't give up easy.
If she was in here kicking people left and right, you know, she's not like you. She just starts kicking people.
Yeah, she don't, like I said, she don't take no shit. But, you know, bless her heart. I hope she's doing all right. You got to get rest. When you have bronchitis or anything like that, man, you just got to take it easy. As much as you want to get do shit, you know, pump a bunch of water to you. And,
you know,
tell her to quit smoking.
You know what's going to take place, Ron, that's going to rattle these idiots that come around, the trolls, you know, unless they're part of the problem, which they are, but a lot of them don't have no clue. And a lot of them don't remember 9/11, okay?
Right.
You know, these kids, they don't remember what took place on 9/11, or they've wiped it out of their memory. And that's coming again, and it's going to be bigger and worse than it ever was the first time. And where and when, we don't know. And, you know, but we have the, what is today, the 9th. We got 2 days for the anniversary. I don't think it'll be on that anniversary, but I could be wrong there. You know, you don't know. I mean, it's going to be when you least expect it, and they're going to attack America again. Okay?
Right.
It's what they do. I mean, they're going to do it, and fingers will be pointed. And nobody will point it. Well, the White House and then this administration won't point them where they belong. They need to be pointed. We all know. You know, I've always said when Obama became president, God forbid we ever have another 9/11, because this man will not do anything. He will act like he's doing something because he's trying to win people over, and he might enact martial law saying, I have to do that. But he will act like that, but he is not. He has no plans on getting rid of ISIS. Okay, he likes to call it ISIL. It's ISIS, I-S. It's the Islamic State. That's the problem. They need to be wiped out. They need to be destroyed. They need to be removed, okay? I don't think we need to go into a big war with them. We just need to just blow them up, get rid of them, because that's the problem. They've always fought with each other their entire life. They kill each other. They kill you. They kill anybody. All they know about is killing each other, okay? And, if you ever study and look back on what the Quran says, anybody that reads the Quran, if you ever read the Quran or a translated version, you understand exactly what they're all about. It's all about hate, and it's all about totalitarianism. They want to rule everything, you know, and Obama does as well. Obama's part of that, okay? That's why I'm saying he's going to protect them. I mean, he's going to protect them as long as he can until somebody throws his ass out of office, and believe me, he needs to be thrown out, and he's getting close. He's getting really close.
Yeah, but even
we just ain't got no Congress.
Well, dogs, even if he gets thrown out, man, it'll be the same old shit the next guy comes in.
I agree with that completely. Yep.
You know, like they can't
right
the name of the song, Carry On My Wayward Son. You know, it's like when another president comes in, the old president says, you know, Carry On My Wayward Son. You know, even though song lyrics don't really work for this. I mean, you know, they'll repeat when you are done, you know, that would be great if that was the case, but that's not the case anytime. You know, just carry on, my wayward son. Wow.
Yep.
It's crazy. See, I like what Flycat said. Wrong, he'll break out his prayer rug and pray to Mecca.
Well, pretty much. I mean, that's a fact, though.
Right.
What Flycat said there, that's a fact. I mean, he's Muslim, true and blue. We all know that. That's what he is. I mean, only people
he's
don't want
to... He's a Muslim corporation.
Yeah, exactly.
And when we
speak about Congress, you know, we talk about, oh, we're going to win the Senate, we're going to win this, we're going to keep the House. But whatever. What have they done for you? You know, even the ones right now that you think are on your side, they ain't done a damn thing. You know, all they do is threaten. You know,
I need some help really bad. I can't seem to understand politics anymore. People keep bringing up these people called the Senate and Congress. Who the fuck are these people? I've never heard of them.
Yeah.
What do they do? What
Nothing.
Do they do? Well, then what is their purpose? I mean, why do we need
Nothing.
Them? Why do we need, why are they on payroll?
All they're there to live off of our money. I mean, they're not there for no other reason. You've got Daryl Issa, which is the richest man in Congress, and he's threatening, and he has been threatening, I'm going to take these Democrats down one by one. How many people, Ron, how many people have has Daryl Issa removed from office? How many people has he prosecuted? All he does is threaten and talk. He ain't done a damn thing. They're all in this together. That's the problem. They're all in this together.
After business hours, both parties get together and it's one big party.
Yeah, it's all it is. We're in a one-party system. There is no Democrat.
Uh-huh.
There is no Republican. There is no libertarian. Yep, it's an
right.
illusion. They're all
that's right.
They're all in together. Yep.
Right.
Pretty much what you're doing.
Right. You know. Crazy. But yeah. Wow.
We
no
lost
way.
Some we lost some viewers. Maybe they didn't like what I said. I don't know.
Okay, I don't know.
But anyways. But you know,
but I'm looking at my chat room. I'm looking at my chat room, that can't be Perry Steele. Perry Steele, that's you better call in, man. Don't be afraid. Call in. If that's you. You know. I don't know. Yeah, I haven't talked to Perry in a long time. Yeah. Yeah, Brother Perry. Yeah, he knows the politics.
I see Flycatch all the time.
Flycatch?
Yeah, he's around all over the place. I see him all the time.
Oh, yeah.
There's a Flycatch and a flyover territory. I think the flyover territory calls in on a lot of shows. I don't know if I've ever heard Flycatch call in.
Right.
I don't think it's the same person.
Flycatch is a slot number on my board. You're on it. Flycatch is on the air. It's like all the mics open. Except for the trolls tech. I didn't open none of them up, of course. I got nothing really to say about them. They have nothing to say to me. You know, it makes any sense. I mean, one's talking about peyote buttons and whatever. And, okay. You know.
Yeah, well, they don't know how to communicate, you know, when all you can do is yell a word out, you know, nigger, nigger, nigger,
well,
repeatedly. It shows your common sense.
Right, but is this showing the educational system failure when we see these type of people on here, where the educational system completely failed them? You know, I mean, it's got to be. Got to be part of it.
Yeah.
I don't see the you know, explanation for them. Because it's just entirely retarded. So, I don't know, man. But, yeah, and like this shit going on here now, what we're looking at, you know, the other thing is the economy. They keep saying the job market's doing good right now. Chet, we know that's bullshit. It's been better. It's been better compared to what it was 15 years ago is what they said on the news tonight. And I'm like, you are smoking crack. Why are we broke? Why are we still having problems with money? And if you're letting all these people come in, that's going to hurt the job market even more. But you won't be able to tell it because, you know, they'll all have Social Security numbers. So they'll all count. So, you know, man, I don't know what to say about that. I mean, how many are actually getting in the country? Do you know the actual number, golf clubs?
I don't know the actual number, but I know it's overwhelming because the Border Patrol, you know, you hear stories every day from guys down on the ranchers, per se. You know, the ranchers down there are talking about what's coming across, and they're saying it's not just Mexicans. You know, it's not the Mexicans. It's
right.
You need to be with. You know,
South Americans.
Yeah, South Americans and also the Muslims are coming across. Obama has done this on purpose. Okay, he opened that border up for a reason.
and it's to create chaos. This is what the Democratic Party nowadays thrives on, is chaos. And that's what he's bringing to this country.
And when chaos gets, you know, out of control, which it's going to, I mean, especially with all these diseases and putting all these foreigners into your school system, and I seen a story today as well. He's already said, we're not sending the kids back. You're going to accept them into your schools, and they're bringing their diseases into your schools with your kids. You know, I mean, this is all a plan. Why do you think somebody like Chris Christie and Obama will not go nowhere near the border? They won't visit it. Chris Christie, he went over to Mexico here a month ago or so for whatever, I can't remember what his business was now. But he would not visit the border. Why? Because they don't want no part of it. They know what's going on. It's all designed. You know, this is by design.
Right.
And they don't want to, you know, put themselves in harm's way. And, you know, I guess if I was pulling off this kind of a scheme, I wouldn't want to either. But it pretty much shows their true colors, what they're up to. You know, they don't want to address the situation. They know it's taking place, but they don't want to talk about it.
Right. But I think it's going to blow up in their face when it comes down to it.
I agree. I just don't think.
It's idiotic, first place. It's a bad decision. Very bad decision to be made. And I don't see the benefit. I just don't see it. You know, and then
I don't either.
Like I said,
I think it's a part of a master plan that's foretold. I don't think Obama dreamed this up. I think it's part of a plan that was put forth a long time ago, and he's just carrying it out. You know, whether Republican, Democrat, I don't care who's in office, I think they would carry this out anyways. You know, you can go back, presidents upon presidents, but I mean, they all do this. You know, and I heard somebody today in another chat room talking about the 9/11 conspiracies and all. Well, maybe so. You know. I mean, well, you don't have enough time to go into that subject, but you know, there's more to it than what people want to listen to, than what they want to believe. I mean, there's to me, everything's a cover up in this administration, in this government, everything's a cover up. You know, I mean, they commit one crime and cover it up, and then commit another. All they do is cover up. You know, and if you speak out too loud, what happens to you? You die. Look at Joan Rivers.
Yeah.
This lady, a month ago, Joan Rivers said Obama is gay and Mitchell is a tranny. Within 1 month, she's not alive anymore. Is that a conspiracy?
Just like Breitbart. Remember how Breitbart went out?
Breitbart and anybody else has got some scoop, something they're fixing, you know, they're ready to throw out there. Well, bam, they're gone. This is what happens with the government. This is what happens. And it's the CIA. To make all that, to get a little bit bigger in the picture, the CIA is doing it. You know, the CIA has been in control for years, way back, into the 50s,
well,
40s,
you know,
whenever.
But my issue a couple weeks back, you know, when I was in the hospital, my heart problem, you know, a buddy of mine, you know, when Joan Rivers died, he called me up. He goes, "Hey, man, did you hear about Joan Rivers?" You know, I said, "Yeah." And he goes, "You know, she talked about Obama and his wife." I said, "Yeah." And he goes, "Well, you know what? Guess what? They got her, but they didn't get you, did they, man?" I said, "Thanks a lot, son, bitch." You know, yeah, they targeted me, a heart condition, killed me off, shut me up. I said, I'm on Blog Talk Radio. Come on, man. He boys listen to it. I know they do, but I don't care.
Well,
you know,
The difference is you and I are we're small voices in media. You know, we're not no big team. And if somebody like her, the whole world hears when she speaks. You know, as well as Breitbart and anybody else. But you know, we're Blog Talk Radio. We're small timers, so they'll come for us at the end. They're not after us right now.
Yeah.
They're after any big mouth.
Right.
You know, anybody that's really got a voice, that's who they're going to take down.
Right. You know. like we're next. Matter of fact, you know, Perry Steele's on here. He's on his show all the time. This is, it's just, you know, waiting to come to an end. You know, these days are numbered on these shows. This communication thing, yep. Their days are numbered. That's exactly what he's saying, man. We don't know when this is going to end. You know, it could be today. It could be right now. It could be any given time, you know. But that's yep. what they're wanting to do to us. That's what you're going to do. You know, they're going to shut us up. You're tired of hearing the bullshit. So, you know, you're done. But anyway, hey, look, I got George from Firefox News Online sitting there with him. Hey, George, what's going on tonight, man?
Evening, fellas. Trust everything's
up,
going
George?
Well.
Yeah, so far, so good.
Couldn't help but notice the topic. Couldn't help but notice the topic. So
did
I figured I'd
that?
Chime in.
Well, might as well. Welcome to the show, George.
Thank you, sir. Look, I'm going to put it simple, you know, as far as your topic is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Remember what he said when he ran for the office the first time around? How he said he wouldn't take this country into another war?
Right.
Right. Right. Now, I got blasted on my broadcast by somebody who decided they were going to tell me, well, the troops are tired. What do you want, to bring back the draft? He's not going to send our troops over there. They're tired. They've
but
rested
they
for two or three years.
They laid off a whole bunch of troops and fired a bunch of generals, so why not?
Exactly. So the problem, as I see it, is not a question of our troops being exhausted. It is a question of this so-called alleged president. How can I put this? Actually doing his job. He went out of his way to organize an 11-country coalition.
Mm-hmm.
Decided he was going to bring all these coalition partners together.
All right.
And yet, he's gonna quote unquote lead the coalition. He's gonna lead the coalition, let them do all the work, and our people sit back and do nothing. You know how long that's gonna last?
Mm-hmm.
You know how long those countries who are supposed to be our allies are all going to sit there and go, wait a minute, what the fuck is wrong with us? We're doing all the work and he's getting all the glory? That's bullshit. They'll back out in a hurry. But I don't expect him to keep his word on not sending us over there.
Well.
And by the way, Flycatch, wrong answer. Okay? Let me tell you something right now, Fly. I got to correct you on this, what you just said in chat. You said we no longer have the logistics in place to support ground troops. We have the logistics. We just don't have the leadership. And that's because Obama fired half the leadership. Sorry about that, Ron. But I saw that comment, and I had to respond.
Well, you know, it's a funny question. It's the funniest thing I've ever seen. I mean, how can a country as broke as we are be able to afford to do this? I can't seem to get that out of my head for some reason. You know, it's, you know, well, you got to remember the Rothschilds, you know, supported the Civil War. Both sides. What a deal, huh? It's like playing an army. You know, it's like playing a game, you know, playing army. You get both sides. This is a real game, a real life game that they played. Think about it. Is that what it was, a game they played? But they used it for their own benefit. They played the game. They know what side was going to win. The one with the more gear wins. That's pretty well the way it goes, isn't it? So, I don't know, man. It's a questionable thing all the time anymore. But tomorrow when Obama talks, I know what he's going to talk about. It's going to be all the doom and gloom, and we have to do it. We just have to fucking do it. That's what you're going to hear tomorrow. But not to mention, the border got wide open. Now we got this virus spreading around hitting little children in schools and shit. So, you know, what brought that on? And I think Flycast said that TB was running rampant somewhere, Massachusetts or something, or something outbreak of that shit going down. Well, hey, welcome to the USA. It's crazy. But I don't know what's next. It doesn't shock me no more. It really don't, George. You know, golf dogs just don't shock
me.
Well,
nothing shocks or surprises me either, Ron. I'm telling you. It's a wonder that we actually have this country has survived as long as it has, given the amount of enemies we have and so forth. By the way, I called in on my cell phone because I want to go to the kitchen to get coffee. So I'm going to be bouncing back and forth between two mics.
Okay, what was your other number? Your area code, George?
845.
Okay. All right, I got you.
So, figure like this. Obama's going to sue. Can you hear me, by the way?
George, we can't really make out what you're saying, man. Get your coffee and come back. All right, man. I'm going to try. Hang on, George. Come on, some more phone calls, see what we got here on the board. All right. 808, what's going on tonight? Welcome to the show.
Hey, Ron, why don't you go fuck yourself, buddy? What do you think about that, you cocksucker?
I don't know, you homo.
Go shove a cactus right up your fucking ass.
Yeah. Another one of them anal people. This one's got to go. See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya. All right. What's up, 248? Welcome to the show.
Hi, Ron. I'd like to apologize for everything I said to you. It was rude, and it was nasty, and it was uncultured and wrong. And I'd like to also apologize to George, who I keep on using his name in calls. And it was really rude and nasty and wrong of me to do such a thing. I'd like to apologize to my son, Steven, who got a speeding ticket recently, and I punched him in the face because of that. And that was wrong, and it was violent, and I should have not done something like that. I'd also like to apologize to Carlito, because, you know, I made fun of him in the chat room before, and it wasn't nice, it was rude, it was nasty, and it was wrong. And I'd like to also apologize to Heisenberg 2250 because I haven't gotten the chance to know him yet, and I'd like to know him better. And I'd like to apologize to Palindrome because I also don't know him very well, and I should know him much better. I'd like to apologize to Firefox Media because, you know, he's an old man and he's got problems, and it's wrong for me to make fun of someone, you know, who's got a mental disability. And I'd like to apologize again to you for saying that I said to you because you were wrong.
Shut up.
And I'd like to apologize.
Hold your fucking mouth, pal.
Why don't you go stick your fucking finger in a light socket and tell me if you feel the shock. If you're who I think you are, the FBI is going to be knocking on your door within the next week. I suggest you prepare for jail. Soap on a rope works real fucking well. You fucking asshole.
There you go. All right. Let's try this another one. 804, how's it going? Welcome to the show.
Evening, Ron.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I wanted to touch upon something you were talking about earlier with these illegal aliens crossing the border. Now, I was from Phoenix originally, see, and we used to have these drug cartels go up and kidnap little kids about every week during the 90s, and I want to go to the border, yell, spick, 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 nigger, 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 spick, 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 nigger, 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 spick, 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 Ron's a dick.
You need help, that threat syndrome, really, you seek help, bro. That's great. Don't just love the trolls when they come out and be retarded? Wow. Okay. 212, welcome to the show.
Yeah, you're doing that, you son of a bitch. You tell that new...
I didn't see you later, motherfucker. All right. Okay, back to the normal people again, which ain't me. But I got charged golf dogs. Or had golf dogs, I don't know. I'm losing people left and right. It's the American way. I'm here to tell you. Wow. But, yeah.
Martin Cooper's flooding your chat room real good.
What's in my chat room? Okay.
Find his dead ass. And... oh, shit. Ignore.
Yeah, they just they enjoyed doing it.
I put them on ignore, and it didn't stick.
Hey, Eggs, Mom, nice to see you in here. Absolutely.
Hi, Eggs.
Eggs, is that what you said?
Ron, turn on my mic on 845, will you please? It's going to take a little longer in the kitchen than I had planned.
There you go. There you go, George.
Thanks, boss. Makes it easier if I'm in the kitchen.
Okay.
The cell phone's been a blessing. Listen, I got a message for all you trolls out there. About another 5 minutes, I'm going to contact my friends at Cybercrimes, FBI. They're going to put a trace on Blog Talk Radio servers. And what's going to happen is, every single one of you dumb fucks that's running your IPs, scramblers don't matter. They will cut through the bullshit and they will track your fucking stupid asses down. So take my advice, quit now, leave now, before it's too late. And if you think I'm joking, try me. I made a lot of friends in the FBI when I was in the service, and I've got a lot of friends in high places. So your dumbasses better be gone and before I get back to my computer. Or I make the phone call. I do have a house phone.
I'm with you. Yep. It just shows the failure of the education system. That's what I'm trying to explain. You know, how these people are like, man, don't disrupt my show. It don't bother me. It's entertainment to me. I get off on these guitars. I do. I make a living off you people. You make my life happy. So you, it just goes to show. It goes to show I'm smarter than the people talking to you on the show are smarter.
Yeah, but and see, it takes you off the topic, so your show is disrupted.
I've done covered the topic. This is idle time now. We're on the second hour. We're on idle time. We're going into the second hour on Crazy Nation Radio. We're on idle time.
My friend, let me ask you a direct question.
Okay.
Do you really think that old bum-dum is going to keep his word about keeping our troops out of things? I don't.
No. That's what he's going to tell us tomorrow. Did you see the news announcement, George, on that? He's going to talk to us tomorrow.
Yeah, 9 o'clock.
You know.
I'm gonna be right there to record every fucking minute of it too.
Yeah, but I'm not having a show tomorrow night because I'm too busy watching that. That's, you know, when he comes on, it's like, you know, I'm seeing the Beatles in concert. You know, the Invasion. So I mean, Jesus, man. Crazy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I'm going to be on tomorrow night.
Yes, I'll be on tomorrow night. Of course I will.
For a second there, I thought you said you weren't.
Well, I said I wasn't because I'd be too busy watching that over and over again after I record it. You know?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to record the audio. I'm just going to stick my recorder in front of the TV set, record the audio, or... do it over the computer, and then come Friday, give everybody the I told you so's.
Right. And like I said,
see,
you know,
that's the thing. I don't trust Obama to not keep it. You know, I don't trust him. Never. I haven't trusted him from day one.
But it ain't just all him though either, George. You got to take some reality with this. He ain't the only one. There's people pushing his buttons. You know what I mean? There's another government somewhere, another controller system. I mean, there's no doubt about that. It's pretty well obvious that it does exist. You know, yeah, there is another system behind the curtain. You know, this ain't Kansas, Dorothy, or Toto, or whatever that bullshit went with, you know, such and such. Let's see. I got some more. Hey, if you're in the chat room and you're trying to get on the board, you're going to let me know what your area code is before I let you in, because I'm not talking to trolls anymore. Yeah. Hey, Gunslinger, what's going on, man? I don't see you in the chat or on the board yet. Yeah, it's been a busy night. Like I said, it's like being a big BTR radio star with all these followers and fans I have. You know, just it's great. They're all in love with me, and they know George is coming on too, so they really get all, you know, uptight. You know, they're slobbering over us, George. That's the problem. Yeah, I tell you, it's hilarious.
Well, I think the sad reality is that they think that I'm bluffing.
Uh-huh.
I'm not. I don't bluff.
Right.
I have no reason to bluff.
I record my chat room, too. So, you know, whatever floats their boat, you know.
Well, you know what? Excuse me a minute while I'm going to mute my mic for a second. I'm just going to get on the phone to the Bureau and talk to a buddy of mine down at Cyber Crimes. Tell him to put the trace on now, especially for number one, Fag Ron Wreck, two, Has Friends In, and so on. All them little assholes, by the end of the week, they'll be in prison. So I hope they got soap on a rope.
Hope they enjoy it. Enjoy your vacation at Club Fed. Wow. Troll attacks. And now they all jumped off the line. Look at there. I have a block caller been sitting here. Right. Block caller, you're on, so just in case you don't know. Hopefully the English lady told you. You're now in the host's queue. Blah, 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 whatever the hell it says. But man, wow. What can I say? It gets crazier, crazier, and crazier by the moment. I don't even want to watch, you know, I don't like, watch TV much. You know, I just can't, you know, I just can't seem to get into it no more. But it's getting crazy. It's getting more crazy by the minute. So I don't know where to go to, what to say anymore. It's not coming as a shocker to me what he's going to say. I don't know why I want to watch it, because it'll be something I would expect. What's the new shocker?
It's going to be the same repetitive crap. That's what it's going to be, Ron.
Yeah.
Same repetitive
bullshit.
It's the
same old song and dance shit. It's
like,
oh, and
by the way,
Trollskis,
the trace is on. You're fucked.
They all left my board.
They were still here when I said that, so at least on my board they were. But no, my friend says, "Don't, George, I got you. Don't worry about it. I've got an open end trace for these bastards. It'll be accomplished. It'll take a few days to get the warrants and everything else, but we'll get them." And they've already. And by the way, Gulf, they've traced these people before. They're building up the case against them. They want these bastards because they have done identity theft.
Terrorism.
And a few other federal crimes. So they're in the U.S. just a matter of getting them all together in one courtroom.
Mm-hmm. I understand why we don't get more international traffic on our shows.
Or one firing squad.
Oh, the firing squad? You know what? That sounds like a great idea, Gunn. I like that idea. Let me be the guy who says, ready, aim. Oh, hell with it. Just open fire already.
I'll even supply a bullet.
And they seem to think that their little messages, their numbered messages are going to matter. They think that I don't recognize stupid when I see it.
I would fuck if the firing squad would say, what are you waiting for?
Yeah, tell me about it.
It's so good. It's so good when you use the ignore function in the chat room, because my chat room has just quieted down now and it's just purring. You know, I don't have to see all them idiots talking. I've muted all them assholes. You know, the only ones that haven't muted are the guests, and then when they come in here, I'll do that to them as well. What's up, Gunn? By the way.
Oh, just trying to stay locked and loaded, as usual.
Gunn, I think Iggy was asking you, have you got a new GG? Because, you know, GG is very well missed. I mean, people are really tired of not having GG. So we need a new one.
Oh, yeah, I know. I think, well, like I said, that the one I'm supposed to be getting from, I think they were born like last week or the last part of the week before. So it'll be a couple more weeks at least before they can get weaned off their mother and everything.
Getting closer. That's cool. Is it a Chihuahua? What kind of dog is it?
It'll be the same thing. Miniature Dachshund.
Oh, miniature Dachshund. Okay.
Yeah, the girl that was setting this up for me she said I picked one out that was identical to the one that the one I lost.
So it'd be G. What's the name going to be? GG2?
I was thinking about GG2. I mean, I'm so used to it. I mean, I had her 12 and a half years. I mean,
yeah.
Geez. I mean, that name has been burned into my brain,
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, it'd be the best medication you could ever had, because my mom, she had a Chihuahua for a year. She rescued it. It was abused, and she rescued it. And she spent a lot of money to keep the dog alive, and she kept it for years and years. And that was her best buddy. She liked that dog more than she liked her own kids, And when that dog passed away, she said, "I'll never have another dog. I don't want another dog." And within about 2 months, 3 months. Passed by, she got her another dog, real similar to what she had, and that made her happy. So, that's how it goes.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just going to say, geez, you get so damn attached to these little, I call them furry little people, because that's what they are, They got, in some cases, in my opinion, I think they're smarter than people, okay? Because they're so simple, and they won't do you no harm, Well, unless they guard dog or something like that. But they're just just amazing little creatures. I mean, she was my world. I mean, I was like super glue. I mean, I couldn't go anywhere. I couldn't even go to the bathroom unless she was following right behind me.
Oh yeah. That's how they are. They become your best friend. They become your best friend.
My dachshund, he's a dachshund, and I'm looking for him a girlfriend. But he's got to go everywhere with me. I don't care where it's at. That dog sticks to me everywhere I go. If I grab my truck keys, man, that dog is jumping, bouncing around like a spinning top, ready to go. Every time. He always wants to take a ride. If I go outside, he's going to ride my ass.
Yep. Mine was the same.
Right.
I just went
to the bathroom, going to bed, going to the kitchen, going to the garage, going to the driving out to the animals, walking out to the farm, riding my four wheeler, riding my tractor. Doesn't matter what I'm on the four wheeler, he'll follow me everywhere I go. Doesn't matter. He's crazy.
Oh, I used to. I still have my tractor, but I used to give GG rides on my tractor. And, I'd take her to Home Depot and let her, up in the front of the basket. And, boy, she just, center of attention. Center of attention.
Oh, yeah.
I wear a set of keys on my belt, and every time I rattle my keys, boy, she's right there. Like, what are we doing, Daddy? We're leaving now? Don't forget me.
I just picked mine up. It's only any ring of my keys. I'm just picking him up. He's on it. He's on me. He's ready to go. He's a rescue dog. So we dumped him. And he was only about 2 years old when we found him. But he's a cool little dog. I like him. Yeah, he's my bud. But I named him Judge because he's so judgmental. Because one of my bigger dogs, he would take it on. The dog was five times the size. And Judge would take him on. That's why he got his name Judge. The next one I get, I'm going to name it Juror. The next one I get is the name Juror.
Yeah, the smaller ones like that, because mine was only 9.5 pounds, fully grown. Okay. They think they're monsters. They're just little monsters.
Yeah, they do. Yes, they are. And they're badger dogs. They're hunting dogs, what they are.
They're hunting dogs, yeah.
Yeah, they're hunting dogs. They don't push that nose to the ground, too.
Do you know the history of them? I looked up the history, and they were bred in Germany, over 300 years ago, and they were bred to chase rodents, I guess rats and whatever, because they love the tunnels.
Badgers. They used to badger tunnels. Right.
Yeah.
They used to hunt. That's crazy, ain't it?
Yeah, they love to go under little tiny places, go under the bed, go under the pillow, go under the covers.
Right.
They love it.
Yeah. they're territorial dogs, that's for sure.
Boy, she didn't like anybody coming getting close to her daddy. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, my aunt has is about 12-year-old Dachshund right now, and that Dachshund, even when it's hot, the Dachshund wants to stay underneath a blanket, and it makes a little tunnel under that blanket, And of course, when you walk in the door, especially me, because she loves company, somebody's going to scratch her, behind the ears. They love it on the neck, and she'll come running over to me, and I can't get rid of her. She wants, I've got to say, okay, I got to go. This is the only way I can get rid of that dog is because that dog just loves to be petted. And otherwise, when nobody's at the house, we've actually got cameras. And the dog will tunnel underneath this blanket. It's on the floor. Will tunnel underneath it, make her a little tunnel, and that's kind of like her hiding place, It's kind of comical in a way how they do, But they're such loyal, very loyal pets.
Oh yeah, they got a character of themselves, no doubt. I mean, they've definitely got a self character because, a number of years ago now, unfortunately, I had to spend 3 months in jail, and I had to get my niece to take care of Gigi while I was in the Crowbar Hotel. But anyway, that's another story. But when I went down there to pick Gigi up after I got out, you think dogs would forget? They don't. They don't. Okay.
They never forget. Their loyalty is all but guaranteed.
Amazing. I mean, it's just totally amazing. Because as soon as I walk into her
house,
that
smell signature.
As soon as I walked into her house, Gigi came around the corner and she kind of looked over and, oh my God, she just went ape shit. I mean, just pissing on herself. I mean, jumping up my leg, trying to crawl up my leg. So they absolutely don't forget. Amazing.
The old judge, when I came home from the hospital after being gone 4 days, he came around the couch and busted his ass sliding. It was funny as hell. He was really happy.
Well, I'll tell you something, guys. Me personally, I'd either get a Dachshund or I would get a miniature collie. Now the reason for the miniature collie, they're easily trainable. They are so easily trainable. They're just like the dachshund. They're very loyal. Mainly, the main reason, most of all, is because between the dachshund and the miniature collie, they have an intuition that is uncanny. I think you guys heard me tell a story about when I was a kid, how the miniature collie hung out with me, would lay down at the foot of my bed and not move unless I did. She knew when I was sick, and she knew when I was sick, I was very unhappy. As a rule, kids never are happy campers when they're sick. So I figure a miniature collie would be nice. But finding those miniature collies anymore is almost next to impossible.
Mm-hmm.
That's the big problem.
And they're proud of them, too. I have a friend of mine just bought a collie, full-grown, full-size collie, and they get $850. And I think I'm crazy because I want another dachshund, just like Judge, so I can breed them. And then I'm also looking to give me an English bull mastiff. I want big horse dog, big dog. That's what I want.
My brother suggested I get a bulldog. I'm like, I don't want a bulldog. The bulldog is an ugly little thing.
Well, George, you ever seen a bull mastiff?
No, I never have. I've heard of them, but I've never actually
seen
them.
They are monsters. They're big ponies. But they're the most lovable dogs.
Slap a saddle on them and ride them?
Oh, yeah, easy. They're big. But it's...
you walk them, they take you for a pull.
Well, my nephew has two of them, and they're neater than shit. I just
want
to have
I want mean. I want trustworthy. I want loyalty. I want, a little four-legged companion that'll keep me company when I'm sitting here bored out of my skull.
Well, yeah, I got mine.
Vicious
got
and mean. No. The last time I had vicious and mean, it tore a hole in my knuckle.
No, I don't want a vicious mean dog except for when it's outside, but. No, bull masters ain't very mean dogs, but they're so big they're scary. They're bigger people. I remember George, I live on a farm, man. You know what I mean? So animals here, they're all used as tools. I use everything I want here as a tool, some way or another. Dogs are the best alarm systems you could ever have. And in reality, every wagon train had several dogs. Every wagon train did because of Indians. Dogs can alert you faster if somebody's close before you can even see them, So that was I've always went by that kind of rule to have them around just for that reason. And also with, farming, you have rodent problems, you know what I mean? And instead of me poisoning my property with rat poison and all that crazy shit, mice poisoning traps and all I've done it all, is I got cats off, barn cats, So, the barn cats work really, they work great. So, they keep the troll, shit. Yeah, I need more cats to control the troll population. Fuck. Yeah.
Well, that whole sentence right there just went right out the window.
Yeah, I'm done talking for a minute. Wow. the Prozac's wearing all the way for the Xanax to kick in. Jeez, Ron.
Oh, God. Oh, I'm not even. I'm not even going to touch that with a 10-foot pole. I'm telling you right
Me
now.
Me neither.
That was perfect. Huh?
I'm in shock with myself. Yeah, trolls. Troll control. Wow, cats.
Oh, believe me. It's a beautiful thing. But
oh,
check
yeah.
it out. Check it out. You know, getting back to the dogs, right? The one dog
right.
There's one dog I've often thought about owning but never actually been right up close and personal to. And that is, you know, the what is that dog with the that they always depict with the keg under its chin?
Well, I don't know the one you're talking about.
Saint Bernard. I would love to find me one of those. If I can't get a dachshund or I can't get a miniature collie, if I can get my hands on one of those, yeah. Just like a miniature collie and the dachshund, they are easily trainable, and they make one hell of a fun dog to walk.
Yes, they are, especially on ice. Walk on ice sometimes. Yeah, my brother had one that took me for a walk on the ice. It was walking me. I wasn't walking it, trust me. Another dog down the street was barking. I was walking that bastard. We just got through an ice storm. And, wow, what a ride.
my uncle, Stuart, oh, my God. I can't believe I can remember this to this day. I was only 8 years old when he had this dog. He had a... he had a beautiful Labrador Retriever. Absolutely fantastic dog. Well, this dog, let me tell you something, folks. Oh, boy. You want to talk about take a child across the ice in a hurry? My uncle hands me the leash and says, he tells the dog, sit. Stay. That's all he said. And the dog would sit and stay put. The only problem was my Uncle Stuart put him right, had him sit down right on the snow, and the dog hated sitting on snow. So what does he do? He takes me for a yank. Right across the fucking pond, right on the ice. I'm sliding on my belly because I ended up slipping and falling down on the damn ice.
Oh, that's lovely.
Well, you know, what makes it even worse is, especially, three, 4 or 5 years ago now, when we had that, when Texas had that Texas history and snowfall, okay, we didn't, I mean, Texas don't get that much snow, especially in this area, the North Texas area. Now, we do get a light dusting once in a while, but nothing like this major snowstorm. We got 14 inches. I had to go out there and shovel snow just to take Gigi outside because that goddamn snow was taller than she was. So, I guess it was like mountains to her. I mean, shoot, I can see you're looking up at that like, what the fuck is this? You know?
Well, I think part of the attraction for me with certain types of dogs is, you know, I look for the loyalty, I look for the trainability, but most importantly, I look for a dog that's going to in almost an unnecessary thing to train for is. If they see that their master is being attacked, that what'll happen is they'll go into it, right? They will go after the person. That miniature collie my mother had, gun, that dog, one of the neighborhood bullies tried to punch me in the face. That dog jumped up, grabbed him by the arm, didn't break any skin whatsoever, but grabbed the arm and that boy was standing there going, get the dog off me, get the dog off me, get the dog off me. I said, well, if you didn't try to punch me, you would, you know, Buffy wouldn't have gone after you. His mother comes running out, sees the dog wrapped around his arm, notices that the dog's jaw is not clenched tight, and says, "Can I have my son back now?" I said, "Sure. Buffy, heel." Dog lets go of the arm. Mother takes the kid by the ear, not by the shirt collar, not by the arm, grabs him by the top of his ear, drags him into the house screaming, "If you hurt that boy again, I swear I'm going to beat your ass." Well, you know what? After that, that kid became my closest friend.
That's usually what it takes, you know, is a, you know, either throw ass whooping or something like that. But yeah, I mean, you know, they know exactly, okay, what's going on. So we don't give them enough credit, okay, because they're very highly intelligent. Obviously, they're not as intelligent as most people, but like I said a while ago, there's dogs out there that are smarter than people. Okay, there's no doubt about it. There's even a YouTube video that I've seen that's probably still on YouTube that they had this, well, I don't know, it was probably about a minute or something. I forgot what it was. But it was I think it was a dog that has the most toys or something. You might look at it on YouTube. But to go to show you how intelligent these breeds are, the master, the owner of the dog there, they had cameras set up, one on the front of the couch and the one behind the couch. And the guy laid out like six different toys that this dog loved to play with. And he would say, well, whatever the dog's name was, I don't remember what it was, go get Squeaker or go get Bear. And that dog, and it showed it on the camera, you know, with the camera behind the sofa, the dog would go over there, look at the six or whatever, how many there was, pick out the one that he said and bring it back over here. They know exactly what you're talking about. So they can differentiate, okay, what toys by name. I always thought that was amazing, really.
I wonder what Mike said tonight. Ain't heard him around. Yeah, tonight. But who knows? He's probably cooking something. Or finishing up all them cakes he had left over. One of the cakes.
Right with you, Bowers. I'm just getting another cup of Java.
Just what you need, George. I told you I will send your growth, man. I can't drink no caffeine coffee no more, man. No more coffee. No more nicotine. No more alcohol. Nothing. Completely spent my whole life. But my cardiologist said my heart was doing very good and I might not be on these beta blockers for very long, so that's all cool. I'm glad to get off that bullshit. Wow, man. I don't want to be on this the rest of my life. I might have to be on my bullshit. Blood thinners, all that bullshit. No. I'm sitting against it. He told me I'm running rhythms like a fine-tuned piano. But, I've been taking this new supplement I found out about in a PDR. Found this in a PDR. And this I'm working on. This stuff works great. I'm like a new man. It's insane. I breathe better. I feel better. It's just the craziest shit I've ever seen. A little expensive, but worth it. But I definitely recommend it. You know, if anybody wants to find out about that. It's called Pro-Arginine.
What's this stuff?
It's called Pro-Arginine. It's good shit. I do it twice a day, and I feel like a new man, George. I'm telling you. My head's clear. I'm not under so much stress and pressure no more. I mean, it's got all kinds of shit in it. What I can see of it. It, vitamin C from citric acid, vitamin D3, vitamin K, vitamin B6, folic acid, and vitamin B12. It's got a bunch of shit in it. You know, different types of fruit stuff and
you know, like I said, you have to read it for yourself. But it's all natural. It won't affect anything. But it's what they call Drano of the veins. It cleans your veins out, makes them more healthier, gives you better blood flow, so you get more oxygen. Hmm. And, you know, that's what kills you is your oxygen. If you don't have enough oxygen through your life, you will cause you to age fast and die and suffer.
Years ago, 11. Largine, you know, whatever. Saying something about something good for erections. Is that brain cell matter or the lack of?
Well, no, I tell you what, George, this stuff apparently helps that too. Because it's better for blood flow. Get your blood flow straight, and that's why a man can't do his thing no more. Because of lack of blood flow. You know what I'm saying? But according to a study on this shit works for that too. Naturally. We don't have to have the Viagra and all the other bullshit. Yeah.
Well,
the natural way to go.
Golf Dog, is Golf Dog still on the line with us?
I don't know.
I know he's in the chat room, but I don't see him on the... I'm wondering if he's on the phone with us.
Because
Golf Dog said something in the chat room about take raw, unfiltered, organic apple cider vinegar once a day.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Curious.
All right.
Years ago as a troll.
Yeah.
Time to ignore.
Yeah.
Pesky fuck. Anyway, so controls blood pressure golf? Cool.
Yeah, but
people, I am here still. Surprise. I never left. Why, what am I, am I invisible or something? I mean, I'm in the chat room and I'm on the mic.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Loud and proud.
How can somebody even say that I'm not here anymore? I am deeply wounded. But anyway, so taking raw, unfiltered, organic apple cider vinegar once a day helps to control the blood pressure.
Right.
Wow.
It does.
Learn something new every day.
But like I said, there again is for ours now. That's the whole thing. The reason you have blood pressure, you have constricted veins. That's why you have blood pressure problems. But doctors don't want you to know how to clean them out. They want to keep you on the blood thinners and sell their pharmaceuticals. That's the thing. And I'm not into selling, supplemental shit. I'm not into that. I'm just telling you this shit works. So the PDR won a Nobel Prize. That's what convinced me. It had to be that good for me to touch it. The rest of that shit, I don't believe in none of it. I mean, some of it I do. Some things do help you in different reasons, but this stuff carries a pretty wide spectrum. That's why I dig it. Okay, so I feel much better. The doctor was impressed by me. So, I mean, that's cool. So it apparently is helping me out. Hopefully, I will be healthy. And besides that, I've lost 16 pounds, too, since I've been on this shit. It's crazy. You know, it's like kind of an answer in a way. But I guess it depends on your chemical balance, your body, what your body can take. I don't have a clue. Everybody's different. But like I said, as long as I'm happy, that's all that matters to me at the moment.
Well,
yeah,
I figure it like
that,
this.
That years ago out yard, so.
I try to do whatever I can, you know, to stay as healthy as I can.
Mm-hmm.
Being on all these blood pressure medications and everything,
uh-huh.
You know, I wasn't too thrilled about the idea, but I, you know, knowing that high blood pressure runs in my family, both on my mother and my father's side of the family, I had to do whatever it took, you know?
All right.
But one of the things that I found necessary is cutting back dramatically on the red meat consumption. Eating more vegetables and stuff like that is necessary. And getting off my fat ass and walking out every once in a while. Actually getting some exercise.
Every day you should do that.
Oh, there are some days I can't because my knees go very bad on me.
All right.
I've got arthritis in both knees. And the right knee is bone-on-bone pain. So there are some days I can and some days I can't.
Yep.
Which sucks.
That's what they make them painkillers for. My doctor's trying to keep me going for knee replacement surgery.
That's what my doctor has me set to do. But they wanted to make sure that the pain medication stopped working before they actually got to the next phase of the surgery, which is meeting the surgeon, having them sitting down and going over what it entails and how much rehab time there is and all that good shit.
Right.
And believe me, it's a lot better than I thought it was.
Yeah, they're outpatient anymore,
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, for me, there's going to be some rehab time though, unfortunately.
Oh yeah, that's a given. But I don't, like I said, I don't know yet. I'm not crazy about the idea. But they said it's from 2 years of paratrooping, being a paratrooper, and 2 years of climbing telephone poles. So that has a lot to do with damage in the older years of me. You do a lot of damage, impacts your knees a lot, So, when you parachute, it hits ground pretty hard. When you're young, you can handle it, But there's an end result of it. I have a few more buddies of mine, ex-paratroopers, and they all have knee problems. Knee and lower back. I don't have a lower back issue, My knee should be too. I'm on my way to the walker. But you never know what life's going to hand you, George. Don't know.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what life's going to hand you. But I like to feel bad. I don't like being miserable. I hate just being miserable. When I get miserable, I can't do nothing. Like that 4 days stay at the hospital, I about lost my mind. Even though I got kicked out and walked out, so once. They challenged my constitutional rights.
If that had been me with that hospital, I would have been damn sure forceful with their ass. I'd have told them, look, prior service military police officer, I know my rights and I know the law. Let's get one thing straight. You don't have a search warrant, you ain't getting into my shit. You touch anything, you take it without my permission, you are then a thief. So I suggest strongly, and that's how I would talk to them.
No, that would not be a thief. I explained to them it'd actually be a strong-arm robbery.
But that's still being a thief, isn't it? I mean, strong-arm robbery, thief?
But it's called strong-arm robbery. It's a serious offense. It's strong-arm robbery. I explained that to them. This is to act strong on robbery. You understand, don't you? Illegal search is easier. So, you're talking about prison. You'll go to prison for this. All of you will. Everyone who's conspiracy to do this will be in prison for this. I will file charges. I will prosecute you.
And I can't say that. Really?
They're like, I don't make enough money to go through this shit. You go to jail for these fuckers, So they backed off me real quick. I explained to him in detail what could happen and why.
I think part of the problem when it comes to hospitals, they think that because they're a private concern, a private medical practice, and not a publicly traded company, and all this other bullshit, they figure, hey, we can do whatever we fucking want, and there ain't a damn thing the patient can do to stop us.
Well, you know, I believe in patients' privacy. I believe in that. You know what I mean? Nobody needs to know what to do with this. You know, I'm fully aware with that. But when they come to tell me that I can't do my radio show over the telephone, and which my first argument with them was, and they sent three security officers at me, and I told them, I said, boys, you know, my heart might be pumping 150 beats a minute, but I hate to embarrass you fuckers when I whip your ass, because that's what's going to happen if you touch me.
First of all, they can't stop you from talking on the phone, which
well,
is all
that's
you're
what
doing.
I said. You're violating my First Amendment right. Exactly. That's what I explained to them. You know, these crazy, goofy bitches decided to think that I was going to fucking pull a whole radio studio inside the fucking hospital. Well, I could arrange that. I make a couple phone calls. I have enough gear for I to take the whole room over. You know, and I bring my drum set up with them. How would they like that? You see what I mean? So it doesn't matter to me. I have a lot of friends. You know, and I'll give you a couple phone calls. I got gear moved quick. So, but yeah, that was not the point. I never said nothing like that, ever. You know what I mean? You know, I was talking to a nurse, and we were talking business, you know, and she asked me what I do. I said, well, I'm in recording business, and I do a lot of things. But I said, I do a radio show at night, you know, it's a hobby thing, but, I take it seriously, and a lot of people like to listen to it, and that's what I do. And I said, I'm going to do one tonight about 10 o'clock over my phone. And I guess she went to the mother superior of the hospital or whether the house superintendent or whatever and flipped out like I was going to do a big, massive CNN, CBS, big, you know, event right there in my room or something. And then next thing, here comes the house supervisor and three security guards. I'm like, Heil Obama, what the fuck's this all about, you know? And they come with this, well, you know, the patients. No, I don't care about the patients. That's not my concern. My only concern is me. And whatever you think you guys are going to be doing is bullshit. I'm simply doing a walk talk radio show over my telephone in my room. And I'm not going to bother anybody unless I have a roommate, and that's tough shit. It's going to be what's got to be, because if I don't get to do it, I'm going to throw a bitch into claims a First Amendment right violation. So, you know, I'm going to do it. So, of course, they got me a private room. And I did the show every night I was there. Didn't stop me. So that was nice. But when it came up to want to search my luggage for an electronic cigarette device, that became a problem. It ain't the fact that I need it, so I didn't care about smoke. I don't smoke that much anyway. Except when I'm doing a show, I smoke the shit out of it. But anytime I'm out and about, I just have there to have it, you know, just in case.
Yeah, but when you see, again, you're talking, the stuff you're talking about here, Ron, is your First Amendment rights, your the violation of your rights in regards to search and seizure, okay?
Uh-huh.
So basically, this hospital was taking a position of what Gunslinger would call jackbooted thugs.
Yes, that was a thought of mine, but I also thought of dictatorship.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
The people in charge called in security, which is they're the dictators. The security is the jackbooted thugs. Thus,
right.
you weren't in the United States at that point. You were in some dictatorship country without a cause.
Well, you know, here's the funny part, George. Here's how it went. Because I walked out of the hospital, and, you know, I told them, I said, I'm done fucking with you, I'm leaving. I'll go to another hospital, somewhere in Springfield or something like that. But then they had me sign the paperwork to, you know, get out. Anyway, you know, the health supervisor, she walked outside with me and was talking to me, you know, trying to talk me to come back in, blah, blah, blah. And I said, do you know that document I signed? And she goes, yeah, that we're not responsible. I said, guess what? You are responsible for me. If I die from leaving this hospital, you're responsible. She says, no, Ron, you signed the document. I said, yes. I didn't sign the document, though, at all. Let me tell you a little story about legal. legal documents and contracts. Do you understand? If you look back at that signature on that document, it's in a box. I drew a box and I signed inside the box. It's called the Four Corners Rule. And what that means is what that signature does not pertain to that document because it's in the own box by itself. It's the only thing it pertains to is what's inside the box. And she looked at me like I was crazy in hell, and the security guard goes, I think he's right. I know I'm right. It's called the Four Corner Rule. That's why, you know, when you see, like, when you have to put an amount of money or something in a box, you know what I mean? When you're doing the bank accounts or whatever, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or transfers or Western Union and all that stuff like that, then they're an individual box. And they don't pertain to the document it's on. It's just fucking crazy. I figured that out. But it's actually what it means. It's money. You gave them money, and they're giving, like a person in Western Union, getting money at the other end of it. They get the money there. It's a fictitious money they get. It's all crazy. But actually, when you say you send them $100, they make $200. Even though they gave your friend $100. Ain't that crazy? How that works out like that? Yeah.
Plus, all right, so let me get this. Let me make sure I understand you correctly.
Mm-hmm.
The doc, regardless of what the document is,
right?
You put your signature. You by, you know, pretty much by freehand, draw a box, and sign inside that box.
Right.
Whatever's inside that box is what applies.
That's right. Anything outside of it worth shit to it. Look it up. Look it up. I'm telling you. Just Google it. Four Corner Rule. And also you can go on YouTube and see videos on it, I'm sure. I haven't seen that. But the other one is like a signature in bracket. Same thing. Think about it. When you sign a check, George, and when you actually know where it says, where you put the numbers, the count, amount of money you put in a check, you know what I'm saying? That's in a box. Just like when you put your PIN number in for your debit card, it's in a box. See what I mean? So they can do whatever they want with the contents of it, what you're saying. You know. It's crazy. But that's what it is called. The other thing you can do is you can put an EXP date on the end of your signature. That means the signature expires in this day and time. You know, if you signed it right now, today, and my time is 11:47 right now, if I sign the document at 9:14 at 11:48, my signature will expire at 11:48 on 9:14. That signature will be no good. Because it has an expiration date. Crazy shit, ain't it? It's a lot of tricks you learn with the legal structure, how it works, legally speaking, you know what I mean? But there's all kinds of fantastic tricks you can play on people. But the square box rule, yeah, the four corner rule, I mean, look it up. It'll blow your mind. Well, I can see the trolls are back for their last run of the night.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they got 10, 11 minutes left to go. Have their fun, so it ain't going to happen to you. We got 10 minutes and 51 seconds left of this show. And I'm going to call it a night. Yeah. It's crazy. But can't wait to see what Obama has to say tomorrow night.
Yeah, join the club. I'm rather curious as to what this person's going to have on tap.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't make sense. Why, if you're not going to commit infantry or ground troops to join the coalition, why get involved at all?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Well,
it's
I don't
just
know.
That
it's just
simple.
It's entirely senseless. It has no merit to it to me. I don't, you know, see the purpose. Who gives a fuck? Why should we be over there? Let them fuck each other up. Leave them alone. They'll only go so far, just don't quit feeding them. I mean, are they all fucking, you know, they're taking all kinds of shit. I get that. But remember, too, that we left a bunch of fucking hardware there when we left. I've seen videos and pictures of, like, six Humvees on a flatbed trailer being moved around out there. You know, old used ones, but I guess they still work or whatever. So what the hell, man? It's bullshit. And then they took out that one bank, how many millions of dollars it had in it, and, you know.
Yeah, Golf Dogs, I think he's right. He's right about that.
Yeah.
He said just now.
Right.
Obama's going to talk about, wait for it, Obama. No surprise. It's all about him.
Yeah. Wow.
It's all about him and his big kahuna attitude. Yeah, well, I got news for old Bum Dum. If he's smart, he won't say very much. He won't be on there more than 20 minutes tops. But he ain't that smart.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, don't seem like it's a very long conversation with him. You know, speech that he says. Like I said, it's like a used car salesman. You know, he'll swear to you it was grandma's car. He only drove it to the church, the doctor's office, and the pharmacy every Sunday. You know, he stood right next door to the pharmacy, the church, and the doctor's office. So he only drove it half a block of trip.
Gunslinger says, probably talk about his golf game. I wouldn't be surprised if he did.
Oh, yeah, well, golf battery, he'd be watching it. He would know.
I don't know.
I came up at CD Clark.
Yeah, well.
Get the numbers off of it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's his bud.
Yeah,
they actually golf with him.
Those are his buddies, his pals, his chums. He's not going to worry about them.
His playmates, you know.
There you go. His playmate.
What do you need? I need this. I need that. Give me some jets and some fighter planes.
Keep it somewhere.
All kinds of ground equipment, tanks. Oh, did you see with Claire Caspel? He's talking about wanting to take a look at why this military hardware these police got is being used and why they're not being trained how to use it or not using it right. They shouldn't be using it, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, get the fuck on.
What do you expect from brainless twits?
Yeah. They want to militarize the police for the big come down.
What?
And these cops have no idea.
Oh, yeah. Because he ain't got nothing to do with
it. Look, militarizing the police is only serving one thing, to make them look dumb. What the fuck?
That way I've got to put these boxes.
Wow.
That's really fucking beautiful.
All right, sorry about that, buddy. I had to back out for just a second. We just had a little issue here, so we want to try to see how that happened.
Well, this is going to end real quick.
Yeah, we got to do something about this. This is a problem. That's a fucking serious problem now. Yeah. I don't know how other way, because I didn't give a chance. That's your goddamn sure. I promise you that. And you've been, how long have you been off that cell phone? So this popped up.
Yep.
How long have you been off your cell phone?
Hang on a second here.
I don't know. I wasn't paying attention to the board's charge. I don't know when he got off or...
I can tell you in 2 seconds. According to this, it says about an hour ago.
Okay.
It's been less than that. Just under an hour.
Well, I don't know how the fuck they could have got that. Unless they hacked me.
They had
hacked
to.
Me.
Now I'm going to have to... Oh, Jesus Christ. What a
fucking... I'm going to change my password. When I go off this show, I'm going to change the password and every fucking thing. Motherfuckers. Motherfuckers. That's just nice. Great. You know, I don't understand why they do this bullshit. I really fucking don't. Unfucking believable. Well, let's see,
yeah.
George.
This is just not what I needed today, you know.
George.
Not what I needed. Yeah.
I'm going to call you after the show here in a couple minutes. And,
all right.
Talk to you. Well, anyway, we're just about time, everybody. Thanks for everybody showing up tonight. It's been kind of great to list. But anyway, I'm going to throw a song up real quick, and I'm going to get out of here. So we'll talk to you all tomorrow night, same time, same channel. Well, have a good night, live in peace, and... have a good one.
Maestro. Fuck you. Fuck you. Don't worry. Fuck.